Hello, boils and ghouls.
Boys and girls.
You're listening to Horny for Horror, the galaxy's number one horror comedy podcast.
Yeah, that's right. It's hosted by three legit horror heads, and we just do everything celebrating horror.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can be a part of the mix by reaching out to us at Horny for Horror. That's Horny the number four horror on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. In case you've never listened before, welcome. My name's Mono.
I am Betsy.
I am Adam. Folks, I'm so excited for today. I am such a huge fan of the guy that we got today, and God, I can't gush about him enough. Joining us today in the studio is a fucking legend. A legend who's accomplished so much in his life. I love this man. This is... Van Helsing is joining us today.
Wait, Adam.
Oh my God, what happened?
Adam, what did I do?
We don't want to be a bad guest, but there's a little bit of misinformation.
Oh no.
We are not Abraham Van Helsing.
I am Doug Van Helsing.
And I am Chad Van Helsing. We are his older brothers.
Yes.
We are Abraham Van Helsing's older brothers.
Not as, you know, we don't want to, look what we're selling to you, and then switch it like a switching bait.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I got what you... sorry, guys, I'm going to turn my head 1 second. Why didn't you guys fucking tell me that it was...
We were trying to.
Van Helsing.
Yeah, it's his dipshit brothers.
We are going to turn our head for 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
You do not tell them ahead of time?
I thought I did. I thought that I told them ahead of time.
Maybe it was your accent. Try to over-enunciate things.
So I am trying to over-enunciate. This is me as clear as I can possibly be. Okay.
All right, let's turn our heads back forward.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try to recover this.
They're turning their heads back. Let's turn our heads back as well.
Okay, but let's do
hey.
It.
Hey! Oh, hey! We're so excited to have you guys on.
Yes, we are also excited.
Yeah, if we had six guns, we'd be shooting them right now.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, it is nice to have you guys. This is Doug and Chad.
Doug and Chad.
Doug and Chad. K-H-A with the two little dots over it.
Yeah, okay.
D-D.
D-D.
Chad.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Chad. You know, traditional Chad. Dutch names.
Yes, yeah. Of course. Dutch, all God. Right.
But you are Van Helsing's, correct?
Oh, yeah.
You are related to the Abraham Van Helsing?
Like 16%, yeah.
We are at least 16% Van Helsing. Yes, Abraham is our little brother. He is our little brother.
Yeah, he became very popular with his journeys into the dark.
Yes.
I hate to ask this question, but are you guys full siblings?
What a question Whoa. To ask.
Yeah, that's a little big starter personal. Question.
Whoa. Sorry. I just couldn't help but notice you guys look a bit different than your brother.
Oh, now, how do we look different from Abraham? Ow.
More handsome? Chad, I think your tall red hair is very striking.
Yeah, your tall red hair goes up at least 3 feet.
A distinguishing feature that I find is somewhat of a calling card for us.
Yeah, you know, you want to be able to recognize, like, say, you're in a nightclub having a good time, and a lady across the room goes, oh, my God, all so many guys to choose from. Who is that guy with the tall red hair? It's so big. It's like a waterfall coming down with passion.
Yeah, and then who's the guy next to him with the wide white hair?
Yeah.
It's very wide.
Yeah, you know, I work out a lot and I eat a lot also, so my hair has volume.
Yeah. Okay. Could we put some sort of platter on it? Could we put the platter of cheese on his wide white hair?
Absolutely, if you wanted to.
Is that still what the women are saying when they look at you two?
That's what the women are saying.
They're always hungry. They're
hungry for Helsing.
Yeah.
Hungry
for Helsing.
Don't high five. That's what your shirts say. Hungry for Helsing.
We thought we were going to be on the show to talk about Hungry for Helsing, but if you don't want to talk about
we can talk about it, of course. Let's hear about it.
Well, what we're doing for what Hungry for Helsing is a new reality show that we're going to put on a new platform called BooTube. What BooTube is, it's like YouTube, but for scary things.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic idea.
That's actually a very fucking good idea.
Thank you. So if anyone out there has any found footage or you know, things that they have accumulated over the years themselves, they can upload it to BooTube.
Yeah.
And then they can become part of the community.
Yes, oh. Community is a very important thing in our homeland, so we want to reach out to you and your popular listeners to know about what we are going to be doing coming
and
up.
What is your reality show, Hungry for Helsing?
It's just a little something that we kind of been doing our whole lives. Hunting for monsters.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, okay.
We don't want to brag, but we're kind of super professionals when it comes to it. We know our Van Helsing, you know, he is kind of known for hunting monsters, but like kind of in a negative sense, but we're more of a positive monster hunters.
We want to find out, what are you doing? And are you having a good time doing it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, later on, we've brought some interview tapes of different, you know, monsters we have talked to or interviewed. Yeah. So if you would like to hear some of them, like, please push the play in the future.
Please push the play in the future.
Well, I could cue it up now and I could hit play.
Oh.
Wow, is this the future or is this the present?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, the future is always becoming the present.
Oh, so deep. That's so deep. You're the smart one.
Can I give you guys a little bit? I'm going to give you a hard time. I'm going to be the hard hitter here.
Oh, Mano.
You guys.
Mano.
Chad.
Stepping out of your comfort zone.
Chad, I'm sorry, but I
usually, I just want to point out, usually you are the softer one.
Yes,
that, like,
I'm the
makes
mother.
They feel comfortable.
Yes.
I listen to the show. You usually make the guests feel very comfortable and welcome. But today you have turned on a different hat.
I have turned on a different hat today, mm-hmm. for sure. And I just need to get some facts straight. I think it's going to be in your best interest if I ask some hard-hitting questions so that people can become fans of yours.
Great. Yes, ask away.
Okay. I want to know, you recently got, there was a little bit of a new snafu recently when you guys almost caught Dr. Frankenstein and you let him go in a very cartoonish manner.
It's like you hear a half story. It's like you hear a half story and you run with it all the way around town. And you never stop to say, where's the rest of story? I'm just going to run around town with half story.
Yeah, it's like a piece of a puzzle. Right now you go, oh, I've got four pieces of this puzzle. It looks like a kitten. But guess what? It's a kitten in a soup. So now who feels weird?
Yeah.
That's a good
in
point.
A soup?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you thought fun kitten? No, dinner.
Well,
yeah.
Well, lay the kitten in the soup on us. Let's hear the full story.
Yeah, what happened?
Okay.
Spill the kitten in the soup.
Okay, so listen. We were after Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, we've been after him for a long time. But he was so booked up with appointments, and we could not get in to see him at all. So we're like,
oh, so you weren't hunting him. You got an appointment.
How rude are you?
Oh, my God, they're spinning in circles.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now it's kind of like your American League baseball game. We're like, hey, we're going to throw out the first pitch, and you're that guy when it's super quiet going, hey, how about I throw the first pitch. Say, hey, let's share a little
bit. Yeah.
So here's the thing that you have to know about Dr. Frankenstein. And this is how we cracked him. This is how we got to him. So if you take a look at his shirts, you often notice that they are of the Morona brand.
Yeah, Morona.
Morona.
Oh, yeah, Morona.
Yeah. It's a Target.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So we knew that he would probably at some point need to go to Target, all right? And probably buy more Morona shirts.
Yes.
All right? We staked out his place, all right? We just like, hey, have you seen Another 48 Hours?
Yeah.
That's what you asked him?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Another 48 Hours.
Okay.
Of course we have.
A quick question. Did it hurt that we didn't see the first one in seeing the second one?
Mostly not.
I think you could see it on its own, but I'd recommend watching the first one.
Yeah, I think it would help watching. Yeah. It would be more fun for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. In either way, a stakeout was had, and that's what we take away from Another 48 Hours. Okay. We made a stakeout.
Oh, yeah.
And we
are you having a hard time finding the first 48 hours?
When on our Netflix disc, it's always a very long wait. Very long wait.
It's very hard to get them in Dutchland. Okay.
People must love it. It's a classic. So we waited. And then one day he went to the Target.
Yes.
And...
He picks up the shirt that he is looking for. Mm-hmm. He goes into the changing room.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at each other and we're like, remember what you said?
I said, let's change into something more comfortable.
And then he made, just so you know, because he didn't want people to know around what we were talking about, and he did big wink, like let's change into something more comfortable.
Yes.
Wink. And I'm like, oh, I know. Nobody else know what he talking about.
No. So we grabbed a six-pack of underwear, and we went into the changing room.
Yeah, together to together. Change, to make sure.
To change and
can you, I don't think you're supposed to try on underwear.
Well, why is it called the changing room?
Yeah.
If you,
okay, I'm sorry. Not important.
You're supposed to guess what sizes goes around your waist?
I just think it's one of the items that's not supposed to be tried on, and you have to take it home.
Oh, I get that. You're like, the stands are great. Let me throw the ball. Okay,
yeah,
I get you.
Quit trying to throw the pitch, Mono.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Let them throw the first pitch.
So what we would do is we go in the changing room, all right, and we were going to go into the one right next to Dr. Reagan.
Yeah.
All right. And then we would quietly whisper to the walls,
we know you're in there.
And while this is crazy what Chad is doing, it, he is with his fingers pointing through the wall towards Dr. Frank, going,
we have an appointment.
And they are pointing. And it's like, oh, it's real good. And we do our normal Dutch high five together. It's really funny. Really good.
So anyways, Dr. Frankenstein runs very quickly out of the dressing room.
Yes.
But we were still like, do we buy these underwear or do we not buy these underwear?
Yeah, it was a little weird because like they weren't the right size, so it was not comfortable.
No, but they were the color that we liked. So we were like, should we still buy them? Maybe we'll grow into them.
They were too big for you.
They were way too big.
What color were they that you love so much?
They were like an aquamarine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, beautiful.
That's beautiful.
No, it's like you're swimming in the ocean. It's like the ocean was around your crotch all the time.
You are such a poet.
Oh.
Stop it.
Doug.
You are crotch.
Oh, Doug.
Are you guys stroking your own hair in excitement?
Well, I'm stroking up. He's stroking across. White hair, tall hair.
Red up, white across.
Right across. Anyways, he escaped, so we missed our opportunity to get Dr. Frankenstein at the time at the Target.
Why did you need to see him? Are you guys okay, health-wise? Didn't you want an appointment? Oh no, I pulled a Mono.
Can we not call that pulling a Mono?
Oh god, I just pulled a Mono.
What a Mono.
We don't have to call it that.
They call you the Bash Brothers because you're both heavy hitters and hard hitting questions. Like Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco of the Oakland Athletics.
So you guys are big baseball heads, right? You love baseball.
You know, it's a lot. Number two in Dutch is baseball. Number one, America baseball. So we follow it.
People must get very irritated sitting either behind you or to the side of you because of your hairline.
Yes.
Very difficult for them to see.
Difficult for them. So we always sit. We try to sit in the very top, in the very back.
Yeah, because when they're behind us, they can't see our faces. They're like, we don't give them the proper respect. But as soon as we turn around, then they're like, you're the guys. And all of a sudden, you know.
Anyways, with the disease, yes.
Oh, shit.
We are suffering from a little thing. You may have heard of it. Dutch elm disease.
Yes.
Oh, Dutch elm disease. That's like when you start to turn into a tree, right?
A bit.
That explains your posture.
Yes. Erect?
Yeah.
It's very erect. Scarily erect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
So eventually you guys will like grew up?
I don't. Your accent, grow up.
Grow up. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes, eventually we grow up.
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, my God, that makes sense. That's why you guys have such a hard time holding weapons. I saw you guys dragging weapons.
Well, you know, we don't want to label it as a disability because people who watch our show, they're like, oh, my God, I have the same thing, and they're standing upright, but they have a very popular show, and the women go crazy for them. Mm-hmm. I want to be just like them.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. It seems like it's kind of the perfect disguise for, like, monster hunting, to be a tree.
Yes. Now look at that. Look at your glass. Look how half full it is.
It's not half empty. It's half full now.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Very positive.
You take a negative, we turn it to a positive, and we're off in the running, all right? Yeah, we won't let that stuff hold us back, all right?
Good for you.
That's right.
But a lot of our adventures that we go to, we meet different monsters, different characters. The problem that I'm going to throw you under the Vavashust real fast.
Oh,
beep, beep. Oh, no, the Vavashust.
Stuff for children.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who, but one of us is very sensitive and develops crushes on you know, some of the people and things that we go after. So someone's like, oh, do we have to talk to them? I feel weird and shy. And I'm sorry, the flash.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
Well, I was not the one who had a relationship with a ghost, so.
We got to hear about that. We've heard about that.
You have?
Yeah.
It's true. I had the relationship with the ghost, and I tell you right now, I love her still.
The crazy thing about this is that even though they are not together anymore, she is still in a way. You know, when I say away, I mean literally still inside of him. And from time to time, when we go out to investigate these different monster occurrences, she will come out in a different type of voice.
I bet.
So, I work with her.
I heard about it because it's all over the tabloids that you were dating and had go inside you the ghost of Anna Nicole Smith.
Can we, like, let's summon her?
Please, let's summon Anna Nicole. Okay, ready? Let's say the chant together.
Could you lead us in the seance chant?
Oh, yeah. Everyone, if you could grab your pinkies together.
Pinkies together.
Pinkies together.
Come on.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I love it when she comes out. I like to show her off. She's my queen.
Hold on. Is this the one that starts with Kimmy?
Yes, okay, of course it is.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go. Everyone, just close your eyes. Mm. It's very good for a live podcast, so
yes.
We're going to have 10 minutes of silence.
Okay, great.
Great.
Okay, perfect.
And... what was that beep? Did you cut there? Because, that 10 minutes is done.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And now this is what we do. Repeat after me. Hello, you're on with Anna.
Hello. Hello. Oh, man, it feels good to be out for a little bit.
There she is, Anna.
Hey.
I love your body.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I had to trim it down just a little bit to fit inside this body.
Trim spa, baby.
But I still got curves in all the right places.
Anna, how's the other side?
It's great. I love it. I'm having such a good time over there. We got a bunch of friends. I made friends real quick.
She sees so many people. Like, it's crazy. It's like, oh, because sometimes when she is in Chad's body, I'm like, hey, settle down. Like, I know you're a different person, but still, that's still my brother.
I'll tell you what, it's a party down there. We got me, we got John Bonham.
Drummer for Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, drummer for Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. And
also your dear husband.
Oh, also my dear husband.
Yes.
You know him.
Yeah, we all know him.
No, we know Archibald Withington.
Yeah, Archibald Withington. I mean, that's my nickname for him.
So, when you take over the body that you're currently in, mm-hmm. are you attracted to Duke?
Whoa.
What?
Adam.
What is this? Tell the truth with lies type of show?
Yes. Tell the truth with a lie.
I gotta tell you right now, Doug is a catch. All right? I mean, he is something else. And I tell you right now, ladies, gentlemen, monsters, if you're listening right now, this is one tall drink of water that you're going to want to take a few sips of, all right?
Look, we have not really talked about this before, but when they were not together, there was one crazy night when we were watching Netflix, drinking and playing with a Ouija board. And things got crazy, but, you know, Chad and I have talked since then, and everything has been made up. They weren't technically together, so what happened, and we are, totally fine.
Okay.
Doug is like the one guy on my list, the one.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You get out the hell free card.
Your hell pass.
Hell pass.
Chad gets it. Chad gets it. So we're playing the Ouija board. I came out. We had ourselves a good time.
It was crazy.
And then went back in. All right. Yeah. You guys talked it out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was tough, but he understands.
Yeah, it was, and the next day, everything was back to normal.
Oh, good.
Back
to normal. Yeah.
And I got to make clear, I love Chad with all my heart.
Yeah. All right. Aww. He is great. Also, I love my late husband, Archibald Willington, as we all affectionately refer to him as. All right. And I got to tell you what, I love ripping it up with John Bonham. Okay. Love it.
Oh, no, Anna, you're fading.
Whoa.
Oh,
there she goes.
Oh, no. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you for coming.
Goodbye.
Thank
goodbye.
You.
Goodbye.
I am forever in Playboy.
Thank you for Trim Spa.
Did you say I live forever in Playboy?
I don't know. I don't Chad? Know.
Chad, you're back.
You're back. You're fully erect.
Oh, that's just the Dutch elm disease, I promise. Oh,
I have a question about some of your earlier years, you scamps.
Yeah.
As you know, you guys were real troublemakers at Transylvania Community College.
Yeah, TCC.
You didn't go to TU like your brother, unfortunately. Sorry to rub salt in that wound.
The thing about TCC, okay, you know what? I want to make it clear right now. TCC, they offer the same quality classes, all right, at the fraction of price.
Yeah.
You get your associates there, and then if you want, you can transfer all credits, over to TU, all right? But it is just.
Did you transfer?
No.
No, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
But a lot of times, I mean, you know, it's because we deal with energy so much, it's the thought that literally counts.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts. And I'll tell you what, you know, once our younger brother Abraham Van Helsing went to TU, we're like, you know what, with the vote, they got one Van Helsing there. We don't need to dominate the student body with all
Van Helsing. Want to be normal people.
Let's give him his room.
Education.
Let him breathe. Let him become his own person. Yeah. Right? Not after loom in the shadow of his older brothers.
After your little brother went to that college, you're like, let them have the little brother. We've already passed the time to go to college. Let them have him now.
Yes.
That's very polite.
Yes. And then we went and we started, you know, we got into the working world. Tell us, is there a better school than the working world?
No.
Good point.
No.
A better educational system than...
No. Okay, great. So what would you guys major in at TCC?
Myself, you know, a lot of things that help us out today in our business are like pottery.
Mm-hmm. You majored in pottery?
Yes. I like to understand and sculpt pottery because I feel that with the pottery, have you ever seen the movie The Ghost?
Ghost.
So scary. Scary.
It's frightening. It's super frightening.
Like the part where they sit and they have the clay and they're molding the clay, that is similar how we feel with our own lives with human beings. You have a baby and like it's a lump of clay. And so what do you do with the baby? So you put your hands all over it and you pull it and you push it and you make it stretched out. And
dear God.
What's the problem?
What's the problem?
Not the way we saw it, but I think that's really
interesting. It's a beautiful thing because you put the knowledge inside the baby and the baby takes the knowledge and takes shape.
Figuratively grab the baby and
the baby's
it out.
Figure, yes. Okay. Yeah, you grab it.
Shove the knowledge into the baby. You figuratively shove the knowledge into the baby's mouth and then it becomes who it's going to become, you know?
Yeah.
Or she's going
to become. It's your influences. Like, say you're a person, say if we are people and we're all different colors, like you are red, you are yellow, you are blue. And so the baby, when it is being pushed and pulled and you're scramming the information, I get a little bit of red from you. I get a little bit of yellow from you. And so it all comes together and it makes a rainbow of a person. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yes.
A positive sense.
Yeah.
Like, What were you? You sound like a negative thing.
No.
Like I paint the rainbow and you're like, cloud of rainstorm.
I guess I'm just confused why you'd need to major in pottery to know that. It's like you could develop a child just by being a good
Adam, you're pulling a mono.
I'm so sorry to pull
a
mono.
That's not
right
a
now.
Thing. It's not called pulling a mono.
I'll quit being mono right now.
Wow, okay. I did not know. Maybe you should change your podcast to horny for judgment.
Yeah. Yes.
That was our first year.
Horny for judgment.
We had guests on and we told them what was wrong with them and it did not go over well. What about you, Chad? What'd you major in?
I majored in civil engineering.
Oh, my shit, Chad.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
Good God.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Are you using it right now?
I mean, you never... Any education is good education, all right?
Yeah.
So with civil engineering, you know, the planning of communities and cities, you would say that I've helped us plan our online community with the Butu.
Yeah.
I've helped build the infrastructure, all right? And I've helped expand and
create neighborhoods for people to hang out and feel comfortable walking around and submitting monster videos.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good point.
Nice. Yeah, and we thought later on for the future, like, if we, what our ultimate goal is we want to have a traveling show, but not a normal traveling show. We would like to do it on a train, so like a spooky train. So we thought that the engineering would help out quite a bit for that type of thing. Like, you know, different cars, like, have different animals and different, you know, video things for people to come in. Oh, it's kind of like a, how do you say, A traveling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like, you know, like a together, like a traveling. But in English.
Right.
Yeah.
A Trisno.
Yeah.
A Trisno.
You said animals on trains has to do with civil engineering?
An offshoot of that, Brian.
Okay.
It's like
Mano.
I'm sorry, I'm pulling a me.
You are putting these screws to us today. Like, you are really, you know, like.
I have a question that is very nice.
Okay.
I saw your, you guys were featured in Romanian architecture. Your studio, the studio you share was featured.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your space? Because it looked
It
awesome.
Was a formal industrial space in the lower part of Romania, all right? And it was underutilized, all right? They used to do textiles, and we took it, and we said, we know this doesn't look good, but we see the potential.
Yeah, exactly. You know? A lot of people will call it a crappy apartment, but it is not that at all. Like, once you come inside, like, you realize there's air conditioning here. Yeah. There is a water hookup. Like, you don't have to go out and bury a hole in the backyard like most people do in town.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And we've set up, it was originally just like, it was studio, but we set up walls, all right? Yeah. We had access to many cinder blocks.
Yeah.
And we've put them up in an array of different places.
Yeah.
And now you can say, I'm going to go into the reading nook. And I'm going to go read in the nook for a little bit, and you can go in the nook.
It's, if I read the article right, it's 350 square feet, yeah?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Huge. For Romania, it's great, you know.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for bringing that up.
Congrats on getting in the Romanian architecture.
Can I ask, let's switch the tables to you guys.
Oh.
Can we ask, have you guys had any, like, monsters or paranormal experiences at all?
Oh, my God.
I mean...
Mono
has
had a pretty crazy one.
Oh, I bet.
I saw a ghost in Greece. It was pretty scary.
Like the Travolta Greece? Like, you saw, you have the vision. You see.
From the movie.
From the musical Grease.
Mono saw a ghost.
Yeah, I saw a ghost from the movie.
We went to a midnight screening of the film Grease, and Mono saw a ghost in
quick
the
question.
Front of the-
yeah. Quick question. Quick question. We've only seen Grease 2. Do you need to see Grease 1 in order to follow Grease 2?
Not really.
Why have is Grease 1 on your queue?
It's in the queue. Very long wait. Extremely long wait. I mean, it must be popular. It must be very popular.
Yeah.
Grease 2, they right away came right away. They sent us two copies.
Yeah.
And they said, you don't even have to return these.
I'll tell you, you don't need to see Mannequin 1. To see Mannequin 2.
Oh, that's true.
I highly recommend just jumping right to Mannequin 2.
Mannequin 2, Love on the Run? What is it?
There's On the Move.
On the Move.
On the Move.
On the Move. So anyway, to answer your question, yes, Rizzo shook me like a doll in Rizzo the Ghost shook me like a doll when we went to go see Grease.
Whoa.
So yeah, we have had some paranormal hauntings.
That's very exciting. Also, I want to say with my open, honest heart to you, I applaud you for your bravery.
I have felt
we have a little bit of tension between us the entire interview. But right now, when you're being human and being real, I want to be human and real to you.
Oh, my God.
And I offer you this gift of respect.
Why do you knock it over?
Why you knock it over?
Mono spilled the box of respect on my laptop. It sparked.
You literally spilled
the respect.
A lot of the.
Oh my God! For this is so
your
mean.
Audience,
also another thing we call the mono.
This is a mean.
Pulling a mono.
That was a nearly full glass of respect that you dipped over.
I could have sworn, Mono, when you reached for that box of respect, a ghost arm in a pink jacket reached out of your body.
It was me.
Oh my God, it's the ghost of Rizzo.
It's me, I'm Rizzo.
Oh my God, this is crazy. How is this happening? The please. Rizzo character is talking out of Mono's mouth.
Please, please, you're both monster and ghost hunters. You need to handle this.
Quick, I have a question for you, Rizzo.
Rizzo, am I pregnant?
Her Rizzo. Hit song from Grease, am I? It's me, Rizzo, am I pregnant?
Rizzo.
Oh my God, she's gonna sing it.
What is it? I love cigarettes.
A quick question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you not appear in Grease 2? Why did you only go in the Grease 1?
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I was too old for it.
Oh, no. No.
I was long out of school.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Have you guys seen Grease 1, though, so you know me?
I've read the Wikipedia entry.
So good. So into that Wikipedia. So interesting.
Are you guys active on Wikipedia?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We contribute all the time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, they just want things. Facts.
We want facts. We correct things about us, about our brother. If anything that is, you know, incorrectly stated,
yes.
We put it in there. We put it correct.
We had a smaller show before called We Give a Fact. and so we go to people's different Wikipedias because we are, we don't want to brag, but we can contribute to that because of our status.
Yes.
And so we would help people who wrote things that might have been miscorrect, so we made it correct.
Quick question, quick question. In order to keep a vampire in a coffin, what do you place upon it?
Oh, a cross.
Ooh. I'm gonna guess garlic.
Mm-hmm. I would say a cross on the top of it.
I'm gonna say a brick.
All of those things were in the Wikipedia page, but they are all incorrect.
Oh correct. My God.
Instead, you place the branch of a wild rose on top of the coffin, and it helps to keep the vampire inside.
Oh, Rizzo, you had no idea?
I had no idea. I thought just put a bunch of bricks on that coffin and nothing's coming out of it, you know?
Rizzo, a lot of times in our journeys, when we come across unsettled spirits, there is something they want so they could be settled. So you have come here today. What is it, great spirit of Rizzo, that you want and is your purpose for coming to join us this
good
evening?
Question.
Oh, that's very... I need to do a pregnancy test.
Like,
I need to figure out if I'm pregnant or not.
Can you guys help Rizzo figure out if she's pregnant or not?
Of course we can help her figure out.
Well, you notice the one, the first to jump to the point, the guy who gets the crush. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I'll help her.
I'm
Superman.
I'm in committed
relationship. I see your erect penis.
No, that's Dutch Elm.
Dutch Elm, yeah. I've sucked down a couple of Dutch Elms in my day. Am I pregnant or not?
John, so if you want to handle this, Chad is going to help you to get back to where you need. So he has a very interesting technique.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah, okay. Great.
Okay, now I want you to maintain hard eye contact with me.
Did you say hot or hard?
I wanted hot and hard.
Oh, yeah, okay, you can.
There we go.
Yeah.
See, I'm tapping into who you truly are.
Oh, hell right? Yeah, you are.
There we go. Oh, do you hear that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't worry, it's my pussy about to spray water everywhere.
That's all right. And that, right there,
yeah,
is an indicator that you are not pregnant.
Yay!
If you're pregnant, no water could be spread. No water, because baby will be taking up all the water.
Leaving. She's
thank
leaving.
You.
We'll always be together.
I'm Rizzo.
What the fuck just happened?
Mano, listen to me. You are okay.
You're
you
okay.
Just had a paranormal experience. Rizzo from the Grease movies.
Why are my fingers in my asshole?
Long story short, my brother has told you, made you crazy wet, and you are no longer present.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that was scary.
Mama, but
it
back.
Would help. Yes, but it would be helpful if you leave fingers in that asshole for at least 20 more minutes. So don't take them out.
For safety reasons.
Just for things settled down a little
bit. All I remember is spilling a gift everywhere. I'm so sorry. Your gift was spilled.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right. Let me tell you what.
That gift of respect was a box full of iced tea.
For you, we have a bottomless amount of respect.
Oh.
All right.
That's so nice, especially since my next question is awful.
Oh, back to the burn zone.
I'm sorry, as but I will. Have to, I heard as you guys were famously humiliated in your father's will.
Oh.
And almost all of the estate given to your brother, and you guys left with almost pointedly mean mm-hmm. items.
Well, a lot of people, when they hear the word embarrassment, they think, oh, that's probably a positive thing. But being our experiences with the Wikipedia and the facts, and just the facts, because we give the facts, that's not always the case. Embarrassment could actually be something negative, but yes. We did not know that at first.
No. And in this case, the embarrassment was a negative. It was not so much an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
As an embarrassment of just flat out shame.
Yes.
Yeah.
We received some old cookware from our father.
Yes.
The Teflon coating almost entirely gone.
Oh, God. Worthless.
I still carry, though we had, once he departed, we had a negative experience. I still have the wooden spoon that he used when he actually first met Count Dracula for the first time.
Whoa. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's yes. pretty good. Yeah.
The wooden spoon that when he met Dracula for the first time.
Yes. I mean, that's what a lot of people don't know the real story of what started the tension between the two of them, like why he was hunting the vampires. It wasn't just about the vampires killing people.
Yeah.
Should we tell the story?
No,
please,
yes.
Please, of course yes.
We should. We need the world to know.
Because we only have half the truth. We need
he loved the cooking very much. So at one point, he has a dinner party. He invites all kinds of famous people from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dracula. As we say in the Dutch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Still, that means Dracula.
Shit. God, I was
he comes to the party.
Because he and our father at the time, yeah. very close.
Oh, yeah.
They would play basketball together.
Like the bosom buddies.
Oh.
What? Yes.
Like they share the same bosom. They are together, like,
uh-huh.
very close.
Wow.
Yes. But they go into the kitchen at one point, and before the main meal is served, Dracula, with a wooden spoon, starts to stir the giant pot.
Oh, no.
No.
You know, you got too many cooks in the kitchen. Yeah. All right, you cannot have that.
Yeah.
Our father became enraged.
And so he say, Dracula say this, Alala, oh, this is not gluten-free. And our father, holy cow.
Oh, my God. Oh, he threw a fit of the ages.
Yeah, all right.
And he just ordered Dracula out of his home.
All right,
banished him, never to return.
Yes.
All right. And spread mountain ash around the house, which repels the undead, and Dracula was never allowed back in.
Yeah, never allowed back in. So apparently, a lot of people don't know that he has a gluten intolerance, which is huge news. A lot of people are like, oh, you kill a vampire, you know, with a wooden steak or like, so, or garlic, but gluten.
Gluten. Yeah.
If you want to get serious about it.
Huge news.
If I want to keep Dracula in his coffin, I should just set a loaf of bread on top of it.
Yes. There we go. Either Brands of Wild Rose or... any kind of Sara Lee.
Any Sara Lee. Debbie Frost.
Your famous American hero, war hero, Sara Lee.
Yes.
I have a question. How does one get into monster hunting? Like, I know we're going to have a lot of kids listening to this and, you know, being inspired by you guys. What do you recommend? What's some advice you give to some early beginner monster hunters?
To get into the monster hunting game, I'm going to say it boils down to three things.
Yeah.
All right. Number one.
First finger.
We're going first finger.
Okay.
You've got to go into it knowing there's no plan two. All right. It's the only thing. You go and you say, this is it. This is what I'm going. There's no five. It's not like a 5-year plan. Then you reassess after that.
Okay.
You go in all the way.
This is it.
And you commit. All right. Number one, you commit.
Okay. Commit. Very good.
Number two, you must be selfless, because know that if you're going to become a monster hunter, that you're not you're not going to have many friends or families because they become vulnerable and they become liabilities because a lot of times the family members think that you are silly and they will tell the monsters every story about you and the monsters will come at you and be like, Hey, I don't care if I drink it too much. You go clean your room. Get out of here.
Oh, no.
Doug, what are you looking at me for? You look at those dirty magazines. You do it again. I smack you in the face. So they tell all kinds of stories that the monsters... But anyways, that's the second thing. You're going to be by...
God.
Doug had... I had a sister as the Doug, and she was Doug's twin.
Wow.
And Doug had to turn his back on her in order to pursue his chase of the monsters. And he has not seen or spoken to his sister in over 37 years.
We are so very close, and I miss her to this day. We are so close that the slight difference between us was only just the A in her name. Her name was Duga.
Duga and Doug.
Duga and Duga.
I mean, can you imagine that, to be so close to someone with just a vowel?
Yes.
And this was all over because you were caught looking at a play bat?
In my room, yes, but it was my private time, originally from my father walking in going, what are you doing with that play bat? Why is it stuck on the ceiling like that? That's gross.
Yes.
There's pictures of sexy bats, so when you unfold the centerfold, it's their wingspan.
You know when the
moon strikes right, the bats they turn into beautiful vampires.
Our father, like, no bats, like,
no bats.
Very racist, like, no son of mine will be doing any sort of whoop de doops with the bats.
Different generation.
Yeah, or they would call them, you know, like fangs. Like, a lot of slang for bats. So I'm like, they're not.
Thanks.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
To be clear, you said Duke doesn't speak to her. You still speak to her, chat?
All the time. We Skype a bunch.
Duga and Chad are very close.
Whenever she's online, I go, Doug, you got to get out of here. I'm going to talk to your sister for a bit.
Yeah.
Also my sister. But then I say, Doug and I are going to chat for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so funny now. She's so funny.
good.
Is she in the monster
pursuing? Yeah. What is she pursuing? She's funny?
You know Toastmasters? Have you ever heard of Toastmasters?
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't much of a public speaker, but then she took a bunch of Toastmaster classes, and now she's like, she commands a room, all right? And she's so fun, and now she does, like... She's in the healthcare field, and she...
I don't mean to cut you off, but your cellular phone... ringing and it has her name on it.
Oduga! Oduga, do you mind?
I go put the bag on the head. Go.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to dig. Do you mind if we talk?
No, please.
Please, I'd love to hear from her.
Remember, she's in the healthcare field now, okay? She's in the healthcare field. Okay, here we go.
Okay, let's talk to Duga.
Hello, Duga.
Hello, what are you doing?
We're just talking on the podcast right now with the Only for Horror.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God, her hair goes around her head. Her hair goes around.
Hi,
Duga.
Oh, hey. Hey, I hope it's okay. I'm on top of a water slide right now. I'm about to go down, and I thought of you.
Oh my God.
She knows I love that Jurassic Park ride at the Universal Studios.
You're so crazy, finally. Hey, do you want to come over later tonight for another pillow fight and lots of drinks?
Oh, I'd love to. But what about Duga?
You know how he gets around me? He gets kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we're so close. Only the Nesabal writers is a vowel in our name. It's really kind of weird. Maybe you just come up by yourself.
I'll just come up by myself. I'll tell him, hey, Doug, I'm going to go get us some Dairy Queen. And then I'll just come over by you for a little bit and we'll play. I'll bring you back a hot either a cool treat.
I hear other voices. Are there other voices there?
Yes, we've got the mama.
Hi,
Betsy and Adam, and they are so gracious hosts.
Oh, hello. What do you talk about?
We're talking about monster hunting, and we're talking about the boob tube.
You guys, you're still going to monster hunting.
Oh, my God. Ever since she got into the healthcare field, she just thinks, like, you should be helping out fellow man more, you know? You should be helping out people more.
The boogans. Sorry, I got to go. It's my turn to go down this slide.
Oh, no, we're losing her.
Wow, she seems fun.
She seems great.
She's great.
A water slide.
She's great.
Jurassic Park, the ride.
She
the
goes
water
up.
Slide.
Doug.
It's like a water slide.
Doug, it's over.
She is not here.
No.
She's gone. Yeah.
She is just, she was, you know, she, it was boring. Don't worry about it.
Sweaty from inside the bag. Did she mention me at all?
No.
Does that make you feel better knowing she didn't mention you?
It's kind of a loose for me. So,
yes, I guess so.
I'm sorry. No. Go on with your job.
To change the gears a little bit, guys, just to brighten it up, you guys are monster hunters. You've seen a bunch of scary shit. What would you say your scariest case was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good one.
If you want to bring up nightmares, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever seen... Okay, quick question. Have you ever seen Leprechaun 2?
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course, 100%.
In L.A.
Okay, that one I'm certain you must see Leprechaun 1 for, so I feel like I should definitely see Leprechaun 1.
Yeah.
No. I mean, you can see Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Jennifer
she's
Aniston.
She's in the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She's great in that episode of Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Friends?
No.
Okay.
It's in your queue.
We said before we don't have many friends because that's not our second finger.
That's what the second thing you got to give them up.
Not a lot of friends because you get secrets.
Yeah. So no.
Okay.
So Leprechaun 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But you okay. So there we were in Ireland.
Oh.
All right. We were searching for a leprechaun.
Yeah.
All right.
Not the big leprechauns, but the small ones with the little like kind of top hats.
Yeah, they got that.
Wait,
yeah.
Smaller than the no, wait. Okay, I'm sorry. Smaller leprechauns.
Yeah. Not like
tall leprechauns.
Yeah.
But they're small.
Yeah.
All right, and they'll look like okay. They'll have like black shoes with gold buckle. These are the different ones. They have the black shoes with the gold buckle on them.
Yeah, if you were to point up, it's the opposite way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was under the assumption that all leprechauns are short, but.
Whoa. We got a monster out there. We got a monster.
Hold a mono.
I guess I'm a racist monster.
Or a monster racist.
Yeah. Oh, which one am I?
Oh.
Vote now online. Tweet at us.
Yeah, poll. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we were hunting leprechaun in Ireland.
Yeah.
And we came across a leprechaun. In fact, we came across a whole pack of leprechauns.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And they were feeding.
Ducks.
So they were very preoccupied at the moment, all right? They were, like, giving them away. They were giving little bits of bread away to the ducks, and they were just, like, the ducks were like, more.
They were saying that?
Not so, with their eyes.
Yeah, okay. Emotionally.
Yes. So we snuck up behind them with our bags, with our little bags full of leprechaun treats, all right? And we were going to entice them should the need arise to entice them to come further with.
Really fast to interject a real funny visual because you see the leprechauns feeding the bread to the ducks. And then my brother is walking over, who is bigger than the leprechaun, with about to, you know, it's a visual. He has the treats to the leprechaun. So it's like, no, it's Shannon. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Continue.
Well, it doesn't make sense to the story. But because behind us were big ogres, all right? Big ogres. Who were then after us, all right?
Yeah.
And they had brought treats for us.
Yeah.
Cool eats. Cool treats.
Oh, cool.
Hot eats from the Dairy Queen.
Oh, so delicious.
They're so good. Have you? What's your favorite Blizzard flavor?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mine's peanut butter marshmallow.
Oh.
What?
Give me a classic M&M.
Fluffernutter.
Peanut butter marshmallow?
Yeah, Fluffernutter.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to try it. It's so good.
I got to try it. We got them and them. And we got
like the Reese's peanut butter.
Yes.
With the whipped cream.
Oh, two of those choices are great. Oh, man. So,
hey,
you weirded out the guy who's fed by ogres.
Yeah.
So we turn around, not expecting to see the ogres, but there they are.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll tell you what, we were caught between a rock and a hard place, all right? leprechauns, vicious leprechauns in front of us, and then ogres behind us.
Yeah,
giant ogres, not the small ogres. We got talking about the big ones.
They're all big.
They're often kind of wear, these are the ones that kind of wear tattered clothes, all right? They're not the nice suits that wear tattered. These are the ones that wear tattered clothes.
So it is a very scary situation.
Very scary.
Because we're like, we're caught in like, we are a chain, and like a chain in general. So you have the ducks, you have the leprechauns, you have us, you have the ogres. We're like, oh my gosh, this might be it. We might die. But what we did not know at that time, that all of a sudden the ducks get a little bit afraid. They start to do a little bit of the poops. All of a sudden the ogres are like, what's this? Poops. And they're like, oh, I love the poops. It's like a treat for us.
Yes.
So it's a full circle of what's going on. Because the ducks are
getting the poops by the ducks.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, that nightmare turned into an afternoon for the ages. Yeah. All right. We had a great time. Everyone had little snacks and we all had drinks and they were great.
Yeah, it turns out that everybody we learned has needs. And it's not about violence or killing, going, oh, we just like what we like, and we like to have nourishment. So we all hung out and talked and go, oh, I had no idea. I never want to come off. Don't vilify what we do, because we look just like them trying to lure them realize we're all of the same. And we partied. And
God. We went to Euro Disney. Was so fun.
So the nightmare part of it that he was talking about, the next day, we all wake up in our place, 300-something square feet, wasted, totally hungover, and we had to go to work the next day at the electronics store, which we do in between, you know.
Fill
in the gaps.
Survival
job. So hungover. Like, ew, what a nightmare.
People were like, do you have AA batteries? And we were like, yeah, probably. Please keep it down a little bit.
And he said that, and he have a little bit of the duck poop on his shirt. And I'm like, oh no, I hope nobody see. I hope you know an ogre because he'll eat the shirt.
So embarrassing. I just turned up the noise canceling headphones and I just like shut out the world for the rest of the day.
Ground control to Major, goodbye.
I love that.
Amazing. Well, we don't have too much more time with you guys, but
what's going on?
We have another interview.
We have another interview.
Who? What?
Oh. Who?
I mean, it doesn't matter.
No, things happen how they happen. So if you just give us our appearance fee check, we will go. And
yeah,
we'll go.
Let's turn our heads real quick.
Yeah, let's turn our heads. Go ahead.
I think they said something about money before, but it's no way.
They handed me a piece of paper that said $6 and not a penny less.
Oh,
it's $6.
$6.
Yeah. Let's turn our heads real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me fix your neck. It made a sound when you turned your neck.
Oh, there
you
go. I could feel it.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah. You did great today.
Hey. You did great today.
Yeah, I had so much fun with you.
Look, there is no punch without John. We are a good team together. You and I are like cop body chips.
Yeah, it's we work together, all right. But then I also like it when we play together. You know, like it's just like it's all the same to me.
I hear them turning their head as well.
Okay. Oh, ow, guys! I think I turned my head too far.
Ooh,
ow! Fuck!
Here's the deal. I'm not giving you shit. No money. Okay. Beat it.
Scram!
Scram!
Yeah,
we got. Yeah. I'm not even gonna ask you my final question. Yeah, papa, papa.
Hey, come on! You don't like a loud noises. You scare my brother. You do that sound. Papa. Don't please.
Yeah, this is a big turn of events right now. All right, you guys have all turned into
monsters yourself.
Yeah.
So we have done our mission and we have found the monsters and the true monsters are you.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Have we just enrolled in the Monsters University?
Well, I can guarantee you.
Hold on. You never saw Monsters, Inc., though, did you?
Is it critical?
Yes. It's actually huge.
Yes. Huh? It's huge for that. You know what? Here's $6.
Here's $6.
Hey, Dutch high five. We appreciate it.
We got
I think that's a normal high five.
We gotta clear the studio and put out our lunch spread for our next guest.
By the way,
brother.
There's fucking birds what? All over you. There's birds eating you.
No, they're snacking.
They're pecking at your
They're
erection.
Pecking at you.
That's okay. I like it.
We have your brother coming and we're excited.
Abram?
Yes.
Abram Van Helsing?
Yes. He's next.
Oh, confess down here.
You guys are about to learn the third rule.
The third finger.
The third finger in the quest to be monster hunters.
Yeah.
Never, ever let Abraham Van Helsing into your home. He's gone mad. He thinks everyone monster now.
There's
no one in the world that's not monster to him. He took rules number one, commit. And finger number two.
The loneliness.
Finger number two.
No friends.
No friends. And he took that extreme.
Yeah.
No friends. And that means all humans. You're all monsters.
Fuck.
That's legitimately scary. Oh my God.
But good luck with your podcast.
Oh no, he's here.
we must use the restroom. Yeah, have a window, yes?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Go for it. Okay. We have to get out of here.
We gotta get out of here.
No, do your podcast. Do your podcast.
Here, let's throw Mono through the window.
Let's throw him.
No.
Whoa! I'm Rizzo again.
Oh no, Rizzo's back. Well, we gotta get out of here because we're gonna climb out the window with the Van Helsing brothers. So thanks so much. Thanks for listening, guys, to Horny
Monster!
For Horror. Mono is Rizzo.
Stay horny.
I'm Adam. It's Betsy.
I don't know.
And Rizzo says,
I hope my butt isn't pregnant.
Stay horny.
I call the voice.